If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Toby, host of the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch us on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Can we replace the TV studio televisions, Brittany, to have anything literally else on earth besides the Knicks championship parade? Legitimately,
yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Anything else? It could be baby seals getting mauled by sharks.
Oh my god.
It could be British, you know, parliament television.
So
anything so, other than the Knicks championship parade, I would like that on television right now.
Can I interest you in a little US Open golf?
I would like a little US Open golf. Do we have the USA Network?
Oh, it's USA Network is a channel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did we get that?
Okay, let me check.
But if it's not, I would actually like a video of golf balls being manufactured in the factory on television more than the New York Knicks championship parade.
You would rather have the mariachi band following us?
I would rather learn the history of mariachi on television right now. More than I would like to deal with. Yeah, what do we have? Arkansas and Southern on the SEC Network? Perfect. A game from 3 months ago? Perfect, Brittany.
Hey, so, Brittany.
My apologies. We don't have USA Vegas. Network.
That's okay. This is perfect.
Okay.
This is America.
Brittany, we were in Vegas, and we were out and about. And I don't know if it had something to do with us perusing and having cocktails, this mariachi band started following us. And we would go into a casino, we go up an escalator, down the escalator, we look back, this mariachi band is going down the escalator.
It was everywhere.
Everywhere. So we got followed by a mariachi band.
It was insane. It was weird. I did enjoy when I was in Mexico. We went on a gondola, and in the middle of the trip, on
like in Paris.
Yeah, like, yeah. I don't know. They don't call it a gondola, but it basically was a Mexican gondola. I don't. You know, it's a little
with
bit wider.
With a stick?
Big stick. He had a big stick. I was like, this dude. I mean, he looked like Dan Ugla. Like he had forearms for days.
Because he had to have good upper body strength.
Big upper body strength, dude. Big upper body strength. And it was a great time. But once we got to the middle of it, there's a mariachi band like that was in the middle of one of the waterways. It was a great time. A great time. Throwing back tequila. What a time was had. It was a delight. But yes, I am Arkansas up 10-2 right now on Southern. Fantastic.
In football?
No, basketball.
It's basketball. I'll try to find something more entertaining for us.
This is more entertaining. No. I want to be clear here. This is more entertaining than what I was watching, which was filth. Anyway, right. We'll start off this hour. We will get to our headlines. Those are brought to you by Doral Key in Miami at a Domino's game. You'll always find your abuelito, and whenever you want a low price, you save with your pricito. Save now with your pricito at Doral Key as the Marlins salvage the series finale against the Phillies. Put it on them. 12-4.
Put it on them.
Kyle Stowers. Every one of the lefties, they got going yesterday. Kyle Stowers went deep twice. Owen Casey went yard. Jacob Marcy went deep. Joe Mack went deep. So the Marlins really had their hitting shoes there yesterday to finish off the road trip. They will be off today, And they are back at it tomorrow when they start a series against the San Francisco Giants. Sandy gave you six innings. Nothing special on the outing, but he didn't really need special. The Marlins.
It almost seemed like early. I'm like, oh, no, we're going to have a Sandy inning early.
Yep.
But he got through it.
Yep.
Got some more support.
Yep.
And maybe that freed him up a little bit. But he wasn't great, but he wasn't bad.
Fitzgrass says Marlins had a great day. Vote for an all-star team. We deserve a couple players. You're right, especially Otto Lopez.
Yes.
I mean, the most deserving is Otto Lopez for sure to get to that all-star game.
And Max Meyer.
Max Meyer deserves it as well, but I don't think you can vote for pitchers.
Oh, really?
I don't think you vote for pitchers in the all-star game. I think that's always chosen by the. I might be wrong about that. I feel like pitchers aren't voted.
Because you know why? Here's why. I think the manager chooses him. For this reason, because you have to coordinate with the team when that guy's pitching.
I miss when you got to vote.
And so there's a lot of times where, you know, you might be a star, but you either just pitched and you can only pitch a hitter or two, and you got to put your pitching staff together based on when the last time the guy pitched, when the next time he's going to pitch. So I'm not sure if you vote on him.
Yeah, I'm looking right now. You don't vote for pitchers. You actually
right.
you vote for everything, but you vote for a DH before you vote for a pitcher.
Because I know there's a lot like a lot of coordinating with the team that the pitcher plays for, and they always talk about it during the All-Star game. Well, he can give you a couple of hitters, but he's got to pitch when we get off an All-Star break or something like that, or he just pitched last Sunday. And,
yeah.
Like, you always hear them talking about it.
Even if they did vote for pitchers, and we know, it would be Skeens and Mizorowski. Like, those are the guys who are going to get the vote. But Otto Lopez would love to see him get the nod because he is leading the league in hitting.
Leading the league in almost everything except home runs.
Yeah, he's been awesome. Yeah. Leroy, can we get an update from Shinnecock Hills Golf Club? The U.S. Open gets underway today. How is our early leaderboard looking? I saw this morning they said there was a fog delay. They said 27 mile an hour winds.
The winds are howling, and there's guys with some.
Who's the little
fancy guys got on the little sweaters?
Who's the little fella who does ESPN? Who's the little fella who does? Who's the little fella who does ESPN with the beard?
With the beard,
yeah, their analyst, the guy they always have on there.
I don't know.
You don't know that guy? Michael something, right?
Oh, the he used to be a caddy.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. He was saying like you were. He said it's going to be a bloodbath. He said he'd be surprised if even wins it. He'd be like, this is going to be a plus tournament.
Right. But I told you that beforehand.
That's
like, but you know, it was crazy. As soon as I turned on the TV this morning, right? You're talking about these short holes. Guys are missing the greens, right? The wind's howling. The greens are perched up. You know, they're not flat. It's carnage. Like right now, and it's early, Graham McDowell birdied the first two holes, which is like basically has a 10-shot lead. Like just doing that to start your tournament. But you only got five guys under par.
Jeez.
So let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 guys under par. One guy's at 2 under. The rest are at 1 under. So just imagine playing a golf tournament, seeing a golf tournament like that, and that's the leaderboard. Like even par is leading out the leaderboard. The only guy of any, you know, that you might know is Reeton, I think he's been playing well. Brooks Koepka is at even par. Cameron Smith is at even par. And Keegan Bradley is at even par. So other than that, like Stanger, Brendan Wu, Nicholas, and Graham McDowell, he birdied the first two holes, which is like, you know, unheard of. But it is going to be carnage. If somebody is under par after day one, throw him out. There is no chance.
They're not keeping it up.
Right? No. Absolutely not. Some of your stars are just teeing off in a little bit, and that's we're talking about Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy. Yeah, these guys are. But look, I'm looking right now at Fleetwood on the first hole. He's got a 10-footer for par. Right? Mm-hmm. How do you like to start your day with a 10-footer for par?
Jeez.
On a 400-yard hole? That's it's brutal.
Brutal. All righty, so we'll keep an eye on the U.S. Open and everything going on.
Oh, I got. Look, I got an eye on it.
We'll take
my iPad.
I'll see if I can get that on here. But again, if not, Brittany, anything else but the New York Knicks championship.
It's like anything I'd rather watch old. Like I can understand an old football game, and you're like, "Oh, this was a good game."
Yeah.
But an old basketball game, that is literally anything else.
It's Arkansas against Southern, and it was a blowout. I was like, man,
hey, it was. I could do some. Brittany, I got to tell you. It was odd seeing you yesterday, and you weren't doing the show.
Yeah, you were on the Marlins.
Yep.
Oh!
It was very weird. It was weird to see you guys in studio on a Wednesday.
Did you did you have fun on the broadcast there?
I had a blast.
Oh, great.
Just a blast.
I wasn't coming today because originally I was going to not work at all tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I can get a lot of stuff done today with Rebecca. Then go work tomorrow, and then we don't have to report until Saturday. So I just rearranged so I could do the free work they ask us to do for the thing on Friday.
That camera's very intense on you, Jennifer.
I know, it's obsessed with me.
So I got to tell you, Lynn Galen,
hey,
snacks and beverages for all.
Right.
Or I'm leaving.
Yup.
Snacks, dude. And if I'm outside.
A little fan.
Oh, my goodness.
A big fan.
Are we outside?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I don't know. Like, I don't know. We're outside in the parking lot, but I don't know what the bus's situation is.
Oh, there better be AC in that bus.
I don't know.
I'm so scared.
Yeah, I don't know what the bus is.
And they got us parking in this unsavory neighborhood.
Wait, we can't park.
Just park at the church.
Yeah, we have to park at the church, which I don't even know what
church
they're talking about.
Right?
I don't know what church
you're
talking about. Wait, the one that was abandoned that got torn down?
No, the one that's up the road over here, dude.
There's another one? Why
would we be at a torn down church?
I don't know. There's another one?
She's talking about the other side. Remember when we thought they were building something and they put grass and...
I know the one she's talking about. The one that was near like a self-car wash.
Yeah. No.
South car lot.
No.
Car wash.
There's no car wash there.
There used to be.
I don't remember that.
Oh, well, that's on you.
It was literally like.
You got that CTE.
Nobody remembers a car wash.
No, he's looking at me. Mm-hmm. You're not helping your case, Leroy, because you just said, no, I don't. He was talking about Jennifer, not you.
I can't.
Anyway, we'll take a
break. Everybody associates Leroy with CT.
I wasn't talking to you. I wouldn't be that rude.
I know. I heard CT. I flinched. I'm sorry.
Fair enough.
This is a great start.
Which is, again, Brittany, you are absolutely correct. Does not help my cause.
You're doing all right. You're doing better than others. as Leroy was saying, tomorrow you can celebrate the summer of soccer with WQAM. We are going to be at the Citadel in Miami starting at noon. We're going to be broadcasting live there for the whole show, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. But the festivities get underway at noon. Every hour, one lucky fan gets a shot to win up to $10,000 in our Soccer Kick Challenge. You can enjoy complimentary global food samples from Wild Fork, Cafecito from La Llave, Rooftop Vibes with Al Capone. You can meet Heat legend Udonis Haslem aboard the Hard Rock Bet Bus. Plus games, giveaways, prizes, and match day excitement. Come for the soccer. Stay for the vibes. The summer of soccer at the Citadel in Miami Friday at noon tomorrow. Looking forward to broadcasting out there tomorrow on the Hard Rock Bus and seeing all you guys out there. Come and watch some of the beautiful game with us. It's sponsored by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, by La Llave Smooth Espresso, by your Southwater Chevy dealers, Al Capone Sweet Hand-Rolled Cognac Cigars, Wild Fork Neighborhood Meat and Seafood Market, Hard Rock Bet Sportsbook, and by Verizon, an official sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026. We are back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. It's been hot out there. Let's give you a weather update. Brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, replacing roof, roof repairs, maintenance, hurricane impact, windows and doors. Visit tornadoroofing.com. As today in Miami, 89 degrees. It's not even noon. 89 degrees.
Oh.
Heat advisory. Yeah, but it's going to be, looks like no rain today. The rain's going to hold off today. So that's what you got out there, everybody. Got that dew point. So check that on out, everybody. Everybody, if you guys want to get on the show, you can 305-567-0560. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, 104.3 WQM. But I wanted to get to this. You know, we've been so Giannis bogged down, but I honestly am more stressed about something that is going to happen to our beautiful, lovely hockey team, and that is, what the hell are they going to do with their goalie? Because Sergei Bobrovsky, fresh off a $70 million contract, the Panthers just missing the playoffs, and Bob, not a great statistical year, all right, by any measure, but also we could all acknowledge this was a very strange Panther season, and he is a two-time champion. He's about as reliable as it gets when it comes to the most intense games. We're also coming off a very weird Stanley Cup final run where we basically had a bunch of backup goalies that were fighting for the championship. A Panthers training camp backup just hoisted it, and after goals galore everywhere, he finishes it with a shutout to hoist Lord Stanley. By the way, has anybody seen anything with the Carolina Hurricanes, or is it all Knicks have drubbed it up? Because, like, I would figure by accident.
No
parade,
no
post. I haven't
seen
anything. I didn't see, the only thing I did see is I saw one picture with Rob Brindamore with his shirt off, and I'm like, my God, he's still put together. But still a jerk. Still a jerk. He's a handsome jerk, but still a jerk. But other than that, I am very flummoxed. The Carolina Hurricanes just won the Stanley Cup and off into the ether. I haven't seen anything. I saw more. Maybe this is just my algorithm, but I feel like I saw more of.
I was going to say it's probably just your algorithm.
Maybe it is. But I haven't seen anything with them. But anyway, I saw this story today on the Hockey Rumor Twitter account, and so then I went in search of it. And this was an article today from Nick Kyprios, who is a former player. Hosts a very popular show up on Sportsnet. He's, he's hockey in the weeds, you know, Leroy? And so he did a hockey buzz column, similar to, as if he were Canadian Barry Jackson. And he put a note out on the Panthers and Bob's negotiations. And this is what he has to say. Now, mind you, Sergei Bobrovsky, we've known that he's been up for a contract for a year. The Panthers never extended him. He made a ton of money. He is going to be 38 right before next season. All right, he's 37 right now.
Like, you're getting the facts out there.
Yeah. And there was what seemed like legitimate trade buzz around him at the trade deadline. Thus my nervousness. I have felt like this is reaching a Bob Panthers divorce for the longest. Everybody who covers the Panthers says I'm a kook, because I talked to my guy Hockey Hornet David Dworky. Goes, Bob wants to be here. I know Bob wants to be here. Why would he want to leave? But I also think that I look at Sergei Bobrovsky, his accolades the last couple of years, and the other goalies who get paid in the league, what he's looking for, and he's not looking for more than he's getting. But he is looking for something respectable. So anyway, let me get to the report.
You make the assumption that even though a player likes the position, he wants max dollars.
We just saw
an NBA championship
mm-hmm.
where a guy took a lot less than Bob would have taken to make sure the organization could put a team together. So let's not just discredit Bob and say, oh, they won't pay him or something like that. It may not be the case at all.
I don't know. I'm just giving you my perspective on it. I'm going to give you the report because I've told you I've been nervous about this.
Okay.
And do with it what you will.
All right.
So Nick Kiprios reports, speaking of the Panthers, they remain focused on re-signing pending unrestricted free agent Sergei Bobrovsky, but they may have to start considering who his potential replacement might be if his extremely high demand on an extension doesn't come down. There are some suggestions that his ask is as high as $42 million over a six or seven years. Bob will turn 38 years old in September. So that
so basically what he's trying to do is he's trying to give them a little relief by stretching it out.
Right.
Right.
Which I feel
but
like
he doesn't want the 10, 11 million that goalies who have accomplished what he has are getting paid.
Right.
So that that's basically he's going to give them an opportunity to, hey, figure out how you're going to word this. Figure out how you I want 40 million.
Figure it out.
Right.
That's the go away. Now, like, I think I'm going to give you a like some of the guys who get paid like six, seven million right now.
Okay.
All right. Because the highest paid goalie.
Let me ask you this before you mention the names. Does their age matter?
No, he's the oldest. I mean, he's the oldest. But I'm going to give you some of the guys. I'm going to give you some of the, you know, like he's right now. So if Igor Shesterkin is right now the highest paid goalie, New York Rangers, 11 and a half a year, right?
Okay.
You got Carey Price, he makes 10 and a half, and then Bob last year was the third highest paid goalie at 10. Vasilevskiy makes 9 and a half. Connor Hellebuyck,
he makes
8 and a half. When you get to like set, you got Otter in Dallas, he makes 8.2. Swayman in Boston, he makes 8.2. Drew Saros, no goals. I love that guy. No goals. From Nashville, he makes 7.7. Filip Gustavsson from Minnesota makes 6.8. So, like, this, you got, like, Aiden Hall. Aiden Hall just played for the Vegas Golden Knights. Tortorella wouldn't even look at him. He makes 6.2.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are the guys. Jordan Binnington, who people have talked about as Panthers, a replacement for Bob, he makes 6. Spencer Knight, he makes just under 6. So, like, we can't look at this and say, like, hey, the base is Bob should get at least 6 a year. You know, like, that's got to be the
point. Right.
Even if these guys are, even if we're talking about, like, he's older, he's still better than those guys by leaps and bounds. And so from my perspective, like, I've always thought, like, the sweet spot, and again, I don't, hockey contracts are a little, but I've always felt it'd be, like, 4 for 28 is, like, the sweet spot. That everybody could be like kumbaya on. But, you know, I don't know. Hey, look, Bill Zito also is looking at this, I think, and he's like, hey, look, other guys took discounts. Bennett took a discount. You know, Aaron Ekblad took a discount. Marshawn got a lot of money. But, you know, the guy, that's kind of been the thing. You got the state tax everybody yells at the rooftop about. However, there's only one guy who is playing the entire game, who is between the pipes, and is, you know, especially in those big positions. You had questions all the way through the Stanley Cup championship about, like, who guys are going to start every single night because of how bad the goaltending was. And this is a guy who you know in the biggest moments. But, yes, he is old. Now, I will say, though Bob is not big, he is a psychotic worker. He does everything plyometrically. There's not a guy who does more in tune with his body. He is like a goalie samurai in the way he goes about this thing. So all I'm saying is I need Bill Zito to fix it, and I want him to stay.
Now,
you know, and let's not forget the Gooseys.
Okay.
He's a legend.
Not everybody can do it. I want them to re-sign Bob. So let's start there. Okay. But the question would be, okay, as an organization, you're trying to think, how many years am I really going to get out of him? Three?
I feel like we could get 3 more peak years of Bob. I think the way he works.
I think
he can give us 3 more good years.
Here, as a former athlete, I'm going to just say this. it don't matter how much you put into it. Sometimes your body just
breaks. Dude, Ovechkin's still skating out there putting up goals.
I mean, not everybody's on the... Jerry Rice played forever. All right? Like, everybody's not built the same way, but people are... Is there anybody who worked harder than Cam Wake?
No.
No. And what happened? It just kind of, it just goes. Like, I can't explain it to you. You're trying to put everybody in the same, you know, like, oh, well, he works out, so he can play as long as he wants.
Stanley Cups, dude.
It doesn't work like that.
He didn't win two Stanley Cups.
But teams pay on what you're going to do, not what you've done. And so while they will reward him with a new contract, they also have to keep in mind, okay, how many years are we going to be able to get of this because he's 38? And so maybe that's the conversation. I'm not saying Bob shouldn't be paid. I'm not saying any of that. But I'm saying that conversations that have to be had, you're just shrugging off the gooses and he works out.
I'm not shrugging off.
That's not how organizations do business.
Yeah, but you're going to sit here and you're going to go and try and get Hellebuyck for a couple more years of extension, right? And you're going to be like, oh, he's 33 and we can get him into his late 30s. And like, it's like trading for James Harden when you have D. Wade. Like, I just don't understand it. You know, like you have a guy. Now, I understand Hellebuyck did a great thing for America. All right. It was a great game against Canada. Props to him. One of the greatest saves you'll ever see in your life. It wasn't the Bobbery, but it was one of the greatest saves you ever seen in your life. You know, but I don't know. It just doesn't sit well with me. Like he's been a playoff. And by the way, also coming off a very down year for him. And he's also been a playoff dud his entire career. And the Panthers are going to sit here being like, we're going to go get this whale when you already have Moby Dick between the pipes.
Again, organizations do not do the first thing that you're doing is that look at what he's done. Organizations don't think like that. In any sport, it's like, how much can we get out of the next 2 or 3 years? Not, oh, he's been great for us, so let's just keep paying him. They don't think like that. Why do you always bring that to the table?
Because
he's won two championships. Let's keep paying him.
But it's the most pressure-packed position in the sport.
Again, I'm not questioning any of that. I'm saying organizations do not pay people, no matter how great a player has been. They're always looking at how much longer is he going to be able to perform like this. Thus, we reward him for that. Even though Bob's been great. I'm not even disputing that. Right? But they're thinking, oh, if we pay him for what he's done and then he gives us a year and a half, we're screwed. They're thinking about the future. You know this.
You got to wet his beak a little bit. You know, you got everybody else got a feel-good deal off the championship. And because everybody got hurt and then we have this bum year.
To this glass.
No, it's not. You're not just talking to the glass. I just think you got to wet his beak a little bit. You know, nobody likes a dry beak.
Again. He wants 6 years.
Deserves it.
So, can I ask you a question?
What? Why are you giving me -1? What's that for?
You know why.
Can I ask you a question? When he wasn't
minus
good,
one for
and
sass.
He had a guaranteed contract.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't say the other way.
What do you mean I didn't say the other way?
You didn't say, hey, he's not performing to his contract. Time to go.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't say that because I always knew it was going to work out with him. Bad example, dude.
Like, no, it's not. It's not.
It is.
It works both ways. They gave him a guaranteed contract. He wasn't good for all of that contract.
Oh.
Though he turned it around and was great. Okay. But he's 38 years old, right? As an organization, they're sitting in the room not thinking about how great Bob has been for the organization. Everybody's going to concede that. But they have to say, how much longer are we going to get this? If he falls off a cliff and they struggle because of goalie play Everybody's going to say, why didn't you plan for this?
Let me get this straight. You're going to go
Hold on.
You spoke. Let me speak. You paid Brad Marchand, all right? You gave him a six-year. What did they give Marchand? You remember what they gave him?
No.
Brad Marchand had been here for 3 seconds. Now, he was excellent, all right? They don't win the second cup without him. He was awesome, okay? But he's also old as hell.
6 years. 6 years, 31.5 million.
All right, so he's getting like five a year. He's getting like five a year. Here's the thing, though. He's not a goalie. Not a goalie. All right. And second of all, look, I love Marshy, but if there's one person who looks like they're taking care of their body more than Brad Marchand, it's Sergei Bobrovsky, because we know how Marchand likes to party when he wins. And Bob was sitting at Club 11 with a seltzer. Mm-hmm. He's not. His 42 is not going to be other people's 42.
You're making that assumption, and it doesn't. Health doesn't work like that.
I think it does.
Like, we think just because a guy works out and eats well that he's going to be able to play forever, and then whoop, he just falls off a cliff. That's
Thank
how
you
sports
for the
work.
Congratulations,
I don't know what
me.
To tell you. I do not know what to tell you that you think because he eats well and works out and does plyometrics and all that, he can play as long as he wants. It doesn't work like that.
This doesn't have anything to do with his accent, and I really wish people would stop saying that about me. Okay? This is my guy. He's been my guy forever. And
nobody's questioning that.
It doesn't feel like it can be. It doesn't feel like it can be.
No, I'm saying that we are so... we attack organizations for signing older players and then they fall off this cliff and they have no secondary plan. You have an organization that is considering, I don't even know what they're considering, but it must be taken into account.
Obviously there's a discrepancy there. I mean, otherwise it would, you know, this wouldn't have dragged out as long as it is. Now, maybe Bob comes to a point where he goes, do I want to go play for the LA Kings? You know, do I want to go play for whoever is going to offer him the legend bag? I don't know.
There's a saying in the hood, all money ain't good money. Like, you can go and make more money, but at what cost? Right? At what cost? Now, let me ask you a question. Look at all the other guys on that team and where they are in their career that took less so they could go sign other players. Is Bob the one that should have more demands than them?
Yes. He's the most irreplaceable. Other than Barkey.
We just found out that Barkey was.
Oh, yeah, but Barkey makes more. Barkey's the highest paid player on the team. When Barkov comes up again, he deserves that money. He's a legend.
Your love for a player is getting lost by the reality of sports. And that's all I'm trying to have this conversation with you about, but you don't care because you love Bob. And that's fine. But there's other conversations that as fans, you would be more pissed off if they paid Bob and didn't have a goalie because they paid Bob and Bob fell off. You'd be more pissed about that as an organization whose job it is to prepare for these things.
How could you say that I would do that when I was the guy who wanted to pay Dwayne Wade, I wanted to pay Jimmy Butler, and now I want to pay Sergei Bobrovsky? Yeah, but I've also been right every single time. But I've been right every single time.
How?
Because we got Dion Waiters, and then we paid him a four-year deal, and that didn't work out. And where's my Jimmy? What have I done with the Jimmy Butler money? What have we done with it? Nothing. Do I have Giannis? Do I have anybody? I don't even have De'Aaron Fox. My point is, I don't have anything. I haven't done anything with that money.
Can I just tell you right now? If you had said that to my face, we would have to go to break.
Why?
And you would have to be dealt with.
Why?
You are really saying we don't even have De'Aaron Fox?
But that's my point.
Are you really saying that?
No, that's
to
my
me?
Point. We haven't done anything with the Jimmy Butler money. Nothing. Squat. We've been sitting here. And they're hauling it away like they're hoping for crypto to bounce back. What are you going to do something with the Jimmy Butler money you were so worried about? Oh, wait. Stop calling me an accent chaser, Miami LB. That's not fair. I'm not an accent chaser. Okay?
I don't know what you're chasing right now, brother. I do not know.
Hopium.
It's not hopium.
Yes. There's no reasoning with you.
You guys are...
There is nothing that I've said that say you're wrong for feeling the way you are, but everything I said is right about how the organization has to go about
it. Bill Zito is being a little floozy where he's going to go to Hockey Casa Amor.
He's done nothing wrong in the last 4 years.
What are you talking about? A guy he just cut from training camp won the Stanley Cup. Boxed in.
I mean,
No. Don't say it happens after you say he's made no mistakes.
Was a mistake. Maybe he had two guys to fill in the same position.
No, he chose Tarasov. He chose wrong. Which, by the way, he kept him around for Goosies. How'd that look? Tarasov. You still haven't forgotten that Montreal
now,
game.
Let me get this straight. We are now arguing that he let other goalie go.
I'm just saying, you say every decision
if
he makes.
If you needed other goalie, then you would have less of an argument with Bob.
Everybody has other goalie, Leroy. Everybody has
him. Okay.
Everybody has him. Everybody has other goalie. That's how it works. And other goalies sometimes end up playing
other
in the playoffs.
Other goalie's a dime a dozen.
Well, this one.
If you're relying on the guy you want to pay, is that not an accurate assessment?
Yeah, and plenty of times it doesn't work out.
So why are you coming to me with other goalie as an argument?
Because you said everything he does is perfect, and what I'm telling you is
it's other goalie.
He's no.
It's like a kicker.
But he doesn't want just other goalie. He's gonna go and he's gonna get the. This is why I'm saying he's a bit of a floozy. He's gonna sit here and he's gonna deliver us Hellebuyck, which is gonna be cool for a lot of people, but not for me. Because I'm gonna tell you something right now about Connor Hellebuyck. He's going to come here with his gold medal. I'm going to tell you something right now, dude. He's going to have to do a lot of proving to old Tobes because I'm going to be looking at him like, you're not Sergei Bobrovsky. Prove that you're Sergei Bobrovsky. Show me that you're Sergei Bobrovsky.
Can I just say what's crazy? This is now the second sport we've had this conversation. You know what the conversation is in football? It's about backup quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how could you not have a viable backup for Tua? We've had that conversation.
Sure.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why Tua is no longer here, because it mattered about the backup quarterback. Right? But if you're that concerned with a backup goalie?
I'm not concerned with the backup goalie. You just said everything he's done is perfect, and I would say, well, very much not so.
It's a backup goalie. It's a reserve player.
He also signed Jeff Petrie. That guy stunk. The world's biggest soccer tournament is underway, and you can trade the entire tournament on Kalshi. On Kalshi, you can trade every match from the opening stage all the way to the final. Today, we have Canada and Qatar. Canada trading at 76%, so a $100 trade gets you a $129 payout. Qatar trading at 9%, so you think they can pull off the upset. $100 trade gets you paid at over $1,000. Then later on tonight, we got Mexico and Korea. Mexico trading at 48%, $100 trade doubles your money at $200. And if you think maybe the evenness right now, a tie 30%, that's even more than Korea winning. If you think it could be a tie, $317 payout for a $100 trade. Plus, you can do all the trade movement in Miami Summer Maneuvers. You got that Giannis market going crazy. Miami's trading at 43%, Boston 44%. And, of course, you got golf's major this weekend, Scottie Scheffler, looking to finish the career Grand Slam. He's trading at 12%, so a $100 trade gets you $629. On Kalshi, you're trading against your peers in a live market, meaning there's no house and the probabilities change. You can buy in or out of your position. And for a limited time, you download the Kalshi app. Use my code, Tobin, to get you $10 when you trade 10. K-A-L-S-H-I, Kalshi, trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only, restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk. It may not be suitable for all investors. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, today I'm going to be down is the word. I'm going to be down Dune. What the hell was I talking about? That's not words.
What?
You know what?
Those are minus one.
That's a big word for me, dog.
Minus one for butchering English.
I just read another Bob report, and I'm just very upset right now. I'm not in a good place to do a show today.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it because I'm a professional, but I'm not happy about it. Anyway, today I'm going to be doing a Michelob Ultra watch party as I'll be watching Canada and Qatar at Regatta Grove in Miami. I'll be there starting at 5 o'clock today. I'll be there from 5 to 7 p.m., maybe a little bit longer. I like watching the games as well. Canada Qatar gets going at 6. But Michelob Ultra, these watch parties have been a lot of fun. We give away prizes. Michelob Ultra, they're giving you a chance to win tickets to an upcoming world soccer match right down here. 2 tickets. I believe these are to the round of 32 in July. So they'll be coming up soon. And if you guys want to win those tickets, stop on by. It's a great time. Regatta Grove at a beautiful place right there at the marina. You'll have a wonderful time. You hang out with old Tobes. We'll talk about Sergei Bobrovsky and soccer and Giannis stuff if you want to. Whatever you want, I'm there. Whatever you want, I'm there. So come on by. Michelob Ultra Watch Party today at Regatta Grove, 5 to 7 p.m. Look forward to seeing you all there. But, yeah, you know, listen. This is another report. This is from Pierre Lebrun. I think that's how you say his name. He is he's kind of like hockey Woj for the Athletic, if you would, right? And he's got his own story. And in his story, it just says Bobrovsky, Panthers, split ? He said there's still no resolution on Sergei Bobrovsky as July 1st approaches. It's a head scratcher to me, and I have no idea how it's going to end up. Does the Russian netminder really want to leave South Florida where he's won 2 cup titles? Turns 38 in September. The Panthers have been consistent about wanting him back, but there's still no extension done with less than 2 weeks to go before July 1st. If the Panthers can't re-sign him, I wonder about Connor Hellebuyck as a potential trade target if Winnipeg is actually willing to move on that front. Hellebuyck's end-of-season comments in the media in Winnipeg certainly gave the impression that he'd be open to a change, and TSN colleague Darren Drager reported on Wednesday that the Jets are listening on him and a potential return on what might involve around Winnipeg getting a second-line center plus other assets. I would venture to guess that Florida would try to get in the conversation, though the price may be too rich. So there you go. Just not good for my mental health. I have a summer where the Knicks are champions.
I mean, at some point, and I'm not saying it's now or soon, but at some point, as an organization, you have to move on if you want to be able to sustain success.
Interesting theory.
Just the way sports works. Sorry.
Well, here's the thing. You think you're going to maintain success. That's what you think. But as you,
but the,
you know, you okay. You say,
do you trust Bill Zito? Do you trust Bill
Do I trust him on this decision? No, that's not fair. You know, just because
So all he's done the last 4 years, you can say, great job, but not this.
I trust you on life advice, but not to download my iPhone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my point. I don't trust you on all things. You don't get equal trust on all things.
But who's better equipped to make the decision on Bob, you or Bill Zito?
Do you want me to answer that?
Without any feelings involved?
Well, sometimes
no feelings involved.
Oh, that's not fair.
Only success.
That's not fair.
Only thing in your mind is Panthers success.
I'll get her on my side. All right, I got this too.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Don't do it.
Oh, I'm going to do it.
Stop it.
Pierre Lebrun also reports AJ Greer is very likely going to be on the market. Still open to signing with Florida. Had a career-high 17 goals this past season, but is looking for a payday after making $850,000 this past season. And I know that people in Montreal see him as a fit. What do you say to that, Jennifer?
If I see that man go to Canada?
How about that? Why don't you tell Bill Zito to wake up?
I'm dealing.
No.
Tell him to wake up, Jennifer.
Brittany.
What?
This has been almost 10 years.
What?
This.
You already saw Gabe Vincent leave. You're going to just let AJ Greer walk out the door?
We don't mention that man's name.
You already I saw Gabe Vincent on bending knee.
Shut up, okay? Don't mention it. It's fine. Everything's fine. Let's not turn this on me, okay?
SDI says, you trust Pat Riley, yet he hasn't done anything good in years. Yeah, but I also disagree with Pat Riley and Dwayne Wade. So, nice try, SDI. Put another one in the holster, dude. Aim again.
Like,
whoop, that's a miss.
I got to tell you.
You guys ever get tired of swinging and missing on this stuff? I really do. Like, I mean, it's very embarrassing. No, you guys can't get yourself out of the box.
Can I just tell you, to all the people out there, do you wonder?
Oh, I apologize. SDI was talking to you.
Sometimes I want to choke him.
SDI was talking to you. Great point,
SDI. Sometimes why I want to choke Tobin.
No,
you're
no,
insufferable.
No, I'm not insufferable. Don't say that.
And I was laughing because I was looking in the chat and mm-hmm. they asked if Jennifer had garlic cloves around her neck.
Yeah, it does look a little bit like, what are those puka shells? Like, what do you got going on there? And why is one of them green?
Why were you scrolling during this entire conversation when that was done like a long time ago?
I know. It was during the break. I like catching up.
Anyway, I want to apologize to SDI. He made a great point to Leroy.
It's shells and a dolphin.
We'll take a break. We're way over. But you know what? Make sure there's snacks, Galen!
Oh, I'm telling you right now. I'm telling
Don't
you right
get
now.
Get him started. You just want to get everyone yelling today.
So undependable. If I don't have juice and snacks, it's over. Yeah. Snacks!